The gracious Nyamitali, Book 5, Chapter 18 of the Ecclesiastical History of England of the Venerable Bede. How the South Saxons received Edbert and Eola, and the West Saxons, Daniel and Aldenhelm for their bishops, and of the writings of the same Aldenhelm, 705 AD. In the year of our Lord 705, Alfred, King of the Northumbrians, died before the end of the 20th year of his reign. His son Osred, a boy about 8 years of age, succeeding him in the throne, reigned 11 years. In the beginning of his reign, Ede, bishop of the Saxons, departed to the heavenly life, for he was a good man and a just, and his life and doctrine as a bishop were guided rather by his innate love of virtue than by what he had gained from books. The most reverend bishop, Bethlehem, of whom we shall speak hereafter in the proper place, and who, while still deacon or monk, was for a long time with his successor Aldenhelm, was wont to relate that many miracles of healing have been wrought in the place where he died, through the merit of his sanctity, and that the men of that province used to carry the dust thence for the sick, and put it into water, and the drinking thereof, or sprinkling with it, brought health to many sick men and beasts, so that the holy dust, being frequently carried away, a great hole was made there. Upon his death, the bishopric of that province was divided into two dioceses. One of them was given to Daniel, which he governs to this day, the other to Aldenhelm, wherein he presided most vigorously 4 years. Both of them were fully instructed, as well in matters touching the church as in the knowledge of the scriptures. Aldenhelm, when he was as yet only a priest and abbot of the monastery, which is called the city of Maelduffus, by order of a synod of his own nation, wrote a notable book against the error of the Britons in not celebrating Easter at the due time, and in doing divers other things contrary to the purity of doctrine and the peace of the church. Through the reading of this book, many of the Britons, who are subject to the West Saxons, were led by him to adopt the Catholic celebration of our Lord's Paschal Feast. He likewise wrote a famous book on virginity, which, after the example of Sedelius, he composed in twofold form, in hexameters and in prose. He wrote some other books, being a man most instructed in all respects, for he had a polished style, and was, as I have said, of marvelous learning, both in liberal and ecclesiastical studies. On his death, for there was made a bishop in his stead, and is living at this time, being likewise a man very learned in the Holy Scriptures. Whilst they administered the bishopric, it was determined by a synodal decree that the province of the South Saxons, which till that time belonged to the diocese of the city of Winchester, where Daniel then presided, should itself have an episcopal see and a bishop of its own. Edbert, at that time abbot of the monastery of Bishop Wilfrid, of blessed memory, called Celeseu, was consecrated their first bishop. On his death, Eola succeeded to the office of bishop. He also died some years ago, and the bishopric has been vacant to this day. End of chapter 18 of the Ecclesiastical History of England of the Venerable Bede.